You're listening to the daytime version of Riding Out the Storm, a guided sleep meditation brought to you by Tracks to Relax. Never listen to this guided meditation while driving or doing anything that requires your attention. In this time of chaos and craziness, we want to help you relax, stay grounded, and feel calm. Remember, all of this is temporary, and things will return to normal eventually. So to begin, make sure you're in a comfortable place where you can fall asleep. And as you close your eyes, begin to wrap your mind around the comforting thought that it's only temporary. Everything we are going through will change, and eventually life will return to normal, and perhaps even be better in some ways because of what we have learned through this experience. Now take a nice deep breath and make sure your hands are not touching each other. As you exhale, and begin to sink down into relaxation, listening to my soothing voice and allowing it to flow, allowing each of my words to let every muscle and fiber within you to begin to relax. That's right. And you can relax more deeply with each and every word I say. Now, I want you to know that you have the resources within you to stay calm and relaxed when others are panicky. You have the ability to stay focused on the fact that it's only temporary and that things will improve and everything will be okay. Right now, I'd like you to just take a moment to allow every muscle in your body to relax a little bit more. As I count down from 5 to 1, just allow yourself to go deeper into relaxation and comfort, sinking down into the surface that supports your body each time you exhale, and relax more and more deeply with the count of 5. That's right. Perhaps you'd like to begin by focusing on different muscles in your body where you can feel tension, and just let that tension melt away. Or perhaps you prefer to begin at your toes and imagine a wave of relaxation moving up from your toes through every muscle in your body until it gets all the way to the top of your head. And for some of you, you prefer to begin at the top of your head and let that relaxation flow over you, letting gravity almost take it down your body into every muscle, until it reaches your toes. In whichever method you wish to use, you can allow all those muscles to relax a little bit more now, with a count of four. More and more relaxed, more and more comfortable, and noticing any areas of tension within you that need some special attention. And as I say the word, relax, feel all those muscles in those areas of tension just melt. With the count of three, more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. That's right, relaxing deeply. And going two times deeper now, with the count of two. Let all that tension just melt away. Right now, you're listening to me, and everything is okay. Everything will be fine. You are smart, and you have all the resources within you to ride out this storm. So just continue to relax. With the count of one. And in a moment, I'm going to begin to ask you to use your imagination in a powerful way, because I can imagine that right now it may feel like you're on a boat in the middle of a squall. The wind is howling. The waves tower above the boat. And the sky is being illuminated by the frequent lightning above. The rain pours down, and all you can do is keep the bow of the boat facing all of the waves that are coming at you. Focusing on the thoughts that it's only temporary and it will be okay, you are keeping the bow of your mind facing all the waves of challenges and unexpected developments that may come during this storm. But I want you to know that your boat is super strong, and unlike the Titanic, your boat is unsinkable. You will survive, and you have all the resources and abilities to get you through this storm and to keep your bow pointed forward. You have the ability to steer your ship into calm seas through your thoughts and actions. You keep a strong grip on the helm and continue to steer your ship forward. It's only temporary. And when the lightning strikes the water around you, you are grateful that it didn't strike your boat directly. And you sail on, riding the storm's ups and downs, and feeling gratitude for your strong ship and your ability to stay calm and relaxed, even as the rain washes over your protective rain gear, unable to penetrate your storm armor. Inside, you are warm, dry, comfortable, and calm. You know that you can ride out this storm because your ship and your confidence are unstoppable. And with each wave you ride up and down in the storm, you know somehow that you are getting a little bit closer to the calmness that awaits on the other side. Each challenge that appears today is a challenge in the past tomorrow. So you keep your rudder pointed in the right direction, and you continue moving forward. Somehow, with each passing moment, as you hold on to the helm and feel the strength of your boat beneath you, you feel stronger, more resilient, powerful, and resourceful. And after some time has passed, the lightning and the rain slowly begin to diminish. The wind becomes calmer, and the waves underneath you begin to subside. Ahead, some distance away, you can see that there are gaps in the clouds where blue light shines through. And you sail onward towards the calmness, towards serenity. You are excited to know that the storm is almost over, and that things are returning to their normal state of calm. So you sail towards the gaps in the clouds, towards the sunlight, and the calm seas in front of you. You know that you have weathered the storm, and soon you'll feel the comforting warmth of the sunlight as you keep moving forward. and the seas continue to become calmer. The sunlight shines through the holes in the cloud ahead of you, and you can see the rays of light in the sky and where they reflect off the calm water surface. The seabirds in the air are a clear indication that things are getting better and better. And as you sail into a large area of sunshine, you feel the comfort and warmth of it. As you begin to remove your rain gear, feeling the warm ocean breeze around you, on your body, as you do, you take a moment to look behind you, and you see the dark clouds of the storm, now far off in the distance. It's all behind you now, and you feel more grateful than ever for being alive and for all the positive things and people who are part of your life. Your ship now sails on a flat, glossy water, and the sails have been raised again, allowing you to harness the gentle warm breeze that pushes you along. You think back to how you felt during the storm and realize that there was little need for such worry and concern. You made smart decisions and did what you had to do, and everything turned out okay. Everything is okay. And now you can enjoy your life even more than ever. Even perhaps appreciating things in your life a little bit more than you ever did before. And now, with everything calm again, you can continue to relax more deeply. As you enjoy these positive, reassuring affirmations, as you drift off to sleep. I believe that everything will be okay. I choose to focus on the positive things happening in my life. I can ignore rumors and sensationalism during this challenging time. I am strong and capable. My immune system is strong and resilient. I am calm and relaxed, and I know everything will soon return to normal. I have all the resources within me to stay positive during this event. have the ability to recenter myself and feel grounded anytime I choose. By simply closing my eyes and letting a wave of calmness wash over me. I ignore rumors and gossip regarding this issue and take in only the information I know is accurate. I will not blow things out of proportion. I will keep my perspective. I will search for and identify opportunities that can serve me in a positive way due to this event. I am immune to other people's overreactions. It is easy for me to maintain my independent thinking during this challenging time. I am amazing, and I will get through this with flying colors. I know I must be patient, and I know that this is only temporary. I reject any negativity that comes my way and maintain my ability to focus on the positive things in life. I have the ability to imagine what life will be like after the storm and look forward to all the good times that will come my way when this storm has passed. I spend time doing things I love, reading, music, playing games with family, spending time outdoors in nature, and minimizing my exposure to mass media news and information that has been blown out of proportion. I am not a pawn. I am in control of my life and my decisions. I will not let false information influence my decision-making in a negative way. I am maintaining my perspective and independent thinking. I truly love myself. I love my life. I love my friends and family. I am wonderful. This is temporary and will pass. I have the strength to handle any challenges that come my way. I am invincible. And in a moment, as I begin to count from 1 to 5, you can begin to awaken and come back to the room and back to now, feeling refreshed and alert. Because one can begin to awaken and come back to the surface and back to this room, feeling 3 times better than you did before we began this wonderful nap meditation. As you come all the way back now, with your eyes wide open, alert, alive, and revived, with 5. We hope you enjoyed this daytime version of Riding Out the Storm, and we want to take this opportunity to thank you once again for being a patron and for all your support. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your day or evening.